House. Reading about the unscheduled inquiry some weeks later, a Stasi official grew alarmed. Likely he was not aware of the site's literary significance. "We request gathering of information on the reason for such a visit," wrote Lieutenant Colonel Wenzel. "Did he have state permission to visit? What knowledge of German language did he show? Were agreements for further contacts reached?" The Stasi dispatched an agent to find out by interviewing the duty guard and researching the building. "The USA citizen spoke broken but intelligible German," the follow-up report found, citing the guard. Secret police also ordered a follow-up analysis to unravel the mystery as to why I had stopped at a local budget hotel, spoken to the clerk, popped into a room, and then quickly left. That visit struck my covert minders as highly irregular. East Germany and the Soviet Union required Western tourists to pre-book hotels through the State Tourism Agency. Since the agency vouched for the quality of the establishment, why would anyone need to review a hotel room? Who would doubt the good word of the German Democratic Republic? The Stasi dispatched an agent to question receptionist Karin Zickmantel. She gave my German language speaking ability a better grade, good, and explained that I had visited room 19 on the first floor.